Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drinks, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. Grab your favorite holiday beverage, give your kids the iPads, and take a break, because this episode, we're giving the tips and tricks on the best way to travel with kids during the holidays. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. Producer John, of course, he is wearing many hats and chasing down Santa's reindeers today. But we are joined by a very special guest. We have Nora Battle here. She is a wife, a mom of three. She's a stay-at-home mom, but of course, she's still working no matter what, 24/7. She's actually a fellow North Myrtle Beach chief. Go Chiefs. She's passionate about the Grand Strand, of course, promoting the Myrtle Beach area. And she's actually born and raised here along South Carolina, which is truly amazing. So welcome, Nora. And of course, she's always beautiful as ever. She's the most stylish person I think that I know. So Nora, thanks for coming and joining us.
You don't know enough people then, Shannon.
Whatever. Nora's always like head to toe put together. I'm like, man.
Well, thank you for having me. This is my first time on a podcast, and I'm tickled to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, wonderful. Well, this is also Jen's first podcast back.
I'm so glad to be back. So glad.
While she is feeding Nolan right now, she's got a bottle in her hand, feeding Nolan while he's sleeping. So this is true mom moment right now.
Absolutely. I'm in a room with three moms. Everybody gets it.
Yes. You know? Well, are you excited to be back?
I am excited to be back. Yes. It feels good to be among people who have conversations, adult conversations.
Yes. And of course, you look amazing.
Well, thank you.
You don't look like you just had a kid.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to leave with baby fever watching this.
You can borrow him anytime.
Yes.
He's a great baby.
An amazing baby, that little one.
He'll make you want to have more, I think. So maybe don't borrow him too long.
He's a baby, baby ambassador.
There we go.
Yes.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, we are actually getting into the holiday season.
We are.
It's crazy.
I can't believe it's here. I feel like I went from baby mode and being pregnant to, oh my goodness, it was Halloween, Thanksgiving, and now we're just moving right along into Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
One of my children was born before the holidays, though, and I think that's a lot of fun to have.
It has been really fun, really fun. I mean, for one, family are coming to see everybody, not just the baby. Yeah. So it's an excuse to come visit.
Yeah, you get to lower your standards a little bit, and everyone, there's just more grace there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Hallmark Christmas movies are 24/7. So when you're on maternity leave, you get to watch those.
Oh, yeah, you are a Hallmark girl.
Oh, I love my Hallmark Christmas.
That's always would be one of my questions back. I was like, Shannon, how many have we watched so far?
You know, I hate to say it. I haven't gotten a chance to watch that many yet just because we have been so busy with different holiday events and just a lot of things going on within the family. So I've got to watch probably maybe 10 or 11, but of course I have them all recorded.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to 2 weeks off and catching up.
I love coming home at night and seeing all the neighbors' lights on, and then you get to turn your Christmas tree on, and then all of a sudden, you know, you can pop on a Christmas movie in the background, and it just makes it a little joy.
Now, do you have the inflatable blow-ups outside, like the Christmas blow-ups, are either of you?
I do not. But you don't? Several of our neighbors do.
Yeah, no, we're not anti-inflatable. We have a lot of Halloween ones.
Okay.
But I just need a break for Christmas.
I understand.
So we don't have any for Christmas. I don't know. Now that I've declared that we don't, you know, probably this afternoon,
you're going to have to go and get some. You
know, something. Oh, that's how it goes. But for now, no one has asked for one, so we're gonna skate by that one.
That's the one. I do Halloween, but we have a Mickey Mouse, a Minnie Mouse, a dinosaur, a snowman.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. What else do we – a penguin, the reindeer. And then I just got those lights that, you know, you reflect against your house.
Yeah.
The snowflake lights.
Mm-hmm. You are ready.
Well, my husband refuses to put lights around the house. And my luck, if I try to do that, I'll fall off the ladder.
Sure.
So I'm like, okay, what can I do to decorate that's not
now
falling
are there
off the ladder?
All these wonderful businesses that will come put the lights on your house for you.
I know.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that is smart.
Our next door neighbor she owns one of those companies. And she was like, I'm sorry that our house is going to look like top notch, but, you know, I own the business, so I have to have, you know, this is the example. And I'm like, it's okay. I don't mind. Just, you know, if you want to spread the love over on our side, go ahead. Our house is available. Feel free to put up lights.
I mean, that's a perfect way to showcase what they have to offer.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fussy pants. Fussy pants over here.
Well, we have some, I guess, some fun questions to get to.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think we should start talking about the topic because it's a good one. We're going to ask Nora some questions about what it's like traveling with kids and her best tips, tricks, and advice she has.
I'll probably learn a couple things from you guys.
Well, the first question, and I don't know if you fly or not or any of that good stuff, so we'll get onto all of that. But as a parent, we know that it is stressful to travel with children, not to mention just packing and just the preparing of everything. So what can we do to prepare for the stresses and organizing ourselves for a less stressful event and traveling?
I mean, I think once you have kids, like the days of spontaneous travel are over for now. Like they just are. So you have to plan pretty far in advance. And I think that starts with bargain hunting for your flight or for your hotel. And I mean, once you have multiple kids, especially, you have to take those things into consideration. So I think like planning ahead, it begins there when you book. Not waiting until the last minute is the biggest thing, don't you think?
Oh, without a doubt. I even have to put, because I still write stuff down, I make a list of everything that I have to get done to, just to make sure, okay, I have the toothbrush, like all the random things that sometimes you just don't think about, when you're putting everything together. And also preparing even for where you're going, as the weather, as to, what type of clothing and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, the packing list is key.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And you got to make that several days in advance as well.
Days? I'm like weeks in advance.
Me too. Because I mean, traveling can be very stressful with kids.
Yeah, so. And then add the holidays on top of that.
Oh my goodness!
Especially if you're traveling and you know you're going to be away Christmas night, and you got to have all the gifts and everything.
Yeah,
got to have it all. How many times have my parents have told me stories? Because my grandparents lived like 2 hours away, so we would always go spend Christmas Eve with my grandparents in their house as opposed to our own house. And my mom said that she would always find Christmas gifts that she had put away and forgot like months later.
Yeah.
Because they just didn't bring them with us and they forgot to bring them on the trip. So she was like, well, that would be a Christmas gift for next year or a birthday gift. Right.
So you bring up a good topic too. My parents, growing up, we never traveled Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Now, if we traveled, it was like to my grandparents' house, which was maybe 15 minutes away from the house. But Christmas Eve, we would do with family, but we were still at our house. And then Christmas morning, you wake up at our house. And that tradition stays right now within our family. Now, my husband's family, different. They traveled. Nora, did y'all travel?
No, not. Well, I take that back. Yes and no. On my mom's side, my parents usually were hosting. Okay. So, which is really nice because I feel like when you have little kids, like having the older relatives come to you is so much easier and appreciated. Otherwise, my dad's parents lived in Mississippi, so it's a pretty big road trip from here to Jackson. So we would do that, but typically that was, in the week before or the week after. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like
right
on the holiday.
Christmas Eve,
so
Christmas
Day. We really have never, not growing up, and my kids either. We don't really travel on the holidays.
We try not to. Yeah, just Christmas is really the only holiday we don't travel.
Right. But a lot of people do.
I mean, yes. Uh-huh. They do. And more people I find. And I'm like, wow. Just because you're so used to your own traditions of us, like I said, we were always at home.
Right. But I think also, too, like as our kids get older, and you're hitting this a little bit before me, once your kids are, if they're in public school or even private school, I mean, they have to be in school.
Exactly.
This isn't like the preschool days where you're like, oh, we feel like going to Disney this week. Yeah. So we're going. So you end up having to travel around the holidays, even if you're not necessarily traveling to see family, because that's when your kids are out of school.
That's a great point. Because you only get, 5 days, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
along those lines, have either of you done a vacation for Christmas and actually been somewhere else, not with family or with family, but in another location?
No, we're always here for the most part. I mean, we will travel as a family, like with our extended family. So yes, I take that back. We go to Bald Head Island.
Okay.
Love
for
Bald Head.
Thanksgiving or Easter, like rotating years. So I guess we do. Mm-hmm. That does count. Thanksgiving's a big one, but we're not flying. So
yes, we did 1 year when I was 8 or 9 years old. My grandparents took the entire family, all 24 of us, to Disney World.
Wow.
For Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah.
They yep. won the lottery.
They sure did. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun, but and certainly memories that we will have forever. I couldn't tell you a single gift that we opened that Christmas, but that was a Christmas that we will never, ever forget.
Well, memories are way more important these days. And I've tried to stress that to my kids about, you don't need any more toys. Let's make memories. Nolan's not too
sorry,
happy
guys.
Right
I
now.
Know. I have a super aww. Fussy one. I was just saying how good of a baby he is.
That's how good.
It's all right. Well, while Jen's feeding little Nolan. So, Nora, pros and cons of traveling by car and flying. What's the best?
Once it gets to be multiple children, like I have three kids, I 100% will choose car every single time.
Just the packing. Alone.
The packing, the ability to stop the trip and move around, the cost of three seats. I have two that are still in car seats. So, I mean, that's a car seat you have to take on a plane. I love a road trip. Like, I don't mind it at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a particular music station or anything like
I'm
that?
I'm an audiobook.
Okay.
Kind of
is that just for you or is that for the whole family?
So, I like to drive, too.
Oh, wow.
I know. I know. It makes my mom, she's like, why does James make you drive? I'm like, no. I really like driving. And then I put my audiobook on, the kids are doing their thing, and James usually sleeps. So.
Okay. That's funny. That sounds like
a decent car ride.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Yeah. Barrett's listening to ESPN. I'm snoring away. And then the boys have their little
tablets.
Well,
there you go. So it's the same concept. Oh. But I like a road trip because I like just my personality type in general. Like when we can break the routine and the rules, like I like that. So I'm let's get some gas station snacks, you know.
Do you actually stop and get lunch somewhere on the way?
Yeah, I think Cracker Barrel, I mean.
Oh, there you go.
I love Cracker Barrel.
You know, there's always one of those all around the East Coast.
But that's a great stop for kids to, like, get out and, like, do some stuff. And
what are your go-to items for keeping the kids entertained in the car?
We have the tablets, which we only have two right now. The youngest is 2 years old, and so I've created a problem where, you know, Santa's going to bring a third one for Christmas this year.
Hear that, Santa?
Yes.
You're on the clock.
Yes.
But I put together, I don't know, this is going to be so annoying, but I put together like little busy bags.
No, that's smart.
Yeah.
We do the drawing and all different things like that, too.
Yeah, if you start, like, far enough in advance. And then I also save, you know, from birthdays and from Christmases, like, if they're given a coloring book or, you know, like, art supplies, this and that, and I'll, like, stash that stuff away, and that goes into our box. I also, for road trips, and I don't think this necessarily works once they get older, but for now, while they're little, I pack in, like, those clear storage bins, and I love doing that. So I have like an entertainment bin, and I like that's specifically for games, toys, like new toys.
That's smart.
That's brilliant.
And
yeah.
So this is how I do it because I have three kids, two boys, the baby's a girl. Of course, the youngest one or the baby always has more stuff in general.
Of course. But the older they are, the more stuff they have.
So I have like my entertainment bin. And this is good. If you're going to do a week at the beach or if you're going to do a week in the mountains, you don't need to overschedule like all day long. I mean, I start stashing Legos.
Yep.
Different kind of arts activities. A stomp rocket, if you don't know what that is.
Oh, no, we have
like
one.
Those.
Oh, yeah.
But stuff like that, like new toys, I just like let them accumulate in this bin throughout the year or 6 months, and then we can bust it out. When we want to sit on the porch and have coffee, you know, wherever we are.
Yeah.
They're like, here's a Lego.
Yeah.
And that was life-changing. And then I pack the boys in one bin because they kind of have the same stuff. The baby in one bin. And then James and I use a suitcase. But it really did make a difference. That and then also, it's not as big of a deal when you have boys, but girls having like a travel potty in the car for a road trip. That's like a big deal too.
The clear bins is a great. Utilizing that next time we take a trip. Especially, you know, if we're in a house and things like that, I'm thinking
that's so much easier to keep everything.
Absolutely.
In.
It really is. I mean, you can like fit so much stuff. In
plus,
those
my
things.
Husband will be so happy when packing
the
car.
And we do one for food too.
Okay.
Smart.
So, like all your kitchen stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know about you, but I'm a little OCD, especially when we are away from home about making sure that we keep up with all of our stuff in one area. So that's also great just to be able, okay, once you're done, put it back in the bin.
Yeah.
Like you're not, you don't need to just put it right there on the floor right. still.
You mean on the
corner.
Last day, you don't want to be rushing around.
No, because
trying to find everything
know,
that you.
That, my husband does that. And then I'm like, well, you leave your sweatshirt, you leave a hat, you leave like all these different yeah. things. We don't usually leave stuff when you keep it all together, mm-hmm. Barrett.
And it's all symmetrical when you're packing the car. It's not like Jenga.
And they fit like well in the back of the minivan. Also, if you don't have a minivan and you want to make road trips easier, you need to get a minivan.
Hey, those minivans are awesome. I'm not going to lie. They're nice, especially when you have more than two children.
They're very functional.
Yes, exactly.
Nobody's, I felt the car I had before I had kids was a really sassy Mini Cooper. And a little bit of my heart broke when I had to get the minivan. But it
did
makes
you go
my
directly
life so
from the
easier.
Mini Cooper to the minivan?
No.
We had something in between.
Yeah,
okay.
Like
so.
A midsize. Little SUV
there was a little
situation.
Transition. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But as far as the last car I liked, you know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this one is a, you know, it's a workhorse, the minivan.
It's a good way to describe a minivan, a workhorse.
Yeah.
It's true.
It is. Mm-hmm.
I also think it's really important when you're traveling with kids just to lower your standards.
Without a doubt.
I think that we have this vision in our head of this perfect family vacation. And if you hold that ideal, it's never going to happen. Like, it won't. It's not possible.
No.
So if you keep your standards way down here, it's a lot more enjoyable because you can mm-hmm. enjoy the like, good moments that happen. Like,
yeah.
Every time you travel as a family, there's a lot of bonding and memories to be made. But
and a lot of yelling sometimes and crying.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. It's hard, especially for young children, to not be in their routine. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. It's hard. I think we forget that – like when you're used to eating a certain food or sleeping in a certain place with a certain sound machine, that changing all of that up, at least for me, when you're on vacation, I consider the first night, nobody's going to get any sleep.
No.
The first night's always a wash.
Yep.
And then usually second night is better. By the time you leave, you know, they're pros.
Yeah.
But I think if you can hold that in your head, like, okay, this first night's going to be hard. We're not going to get any sleep. And you know that going into it, it's a lot easier to...
That's smart
power
to look
through.
At it that way.
I think that's part of it, like having comfort items for your kids that...
And beer and wine for mom and dad. And
that is
saying.
Also a comfort item. Yeah.
What, when staying with like family members or even a hotel, like some etiquette for kids or like things that parents should, you know, be prepared to have their children do or...
Keeping your everyday rules and routines when you're at grandparents' house. I mean, people have strong opinions on this. When people are visiting my home, I'd like to follow my rules. Mm-hmm. So if we're at grandma's house, I'm good with it. Grandma's rules are fine with me for the most part.
You're fortunate, but your parents live here.
I'm so lucky in that regard. Yeah.
Does James's parents?
Yeah, they live in Conway. So,
so
not
you
far.
Don't have to like spend the night.
Uh-uh.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they do. I like to send them to spend the night.
Oh, of course. Well, I'm just saying the whole family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that would.
Yeah.
No, it would be good. It would be good. And it would be, you know, fine. But I don't really want to see what my mom's feeding him for breakfast. I think it's like
the little bites
muffins with a hot chocolate marshmallow chaser
and
a candy
and
cane
ice cream,
for good measure.
You know, what else?
No, I'm not too. I mean, I know there are strict rule following parents, and I think that's great for them. I'm not one.
Yeah.
To each their own.
Exactly.
Yeah. You got to raise your kids your own way.
Exactly.
I mean, I think about going to my grandparents when I was little and pretty much rule free zone.
Right.
And you feel like you turn out okay. So you're like,
My Nana always had M&M's. I don't know why. I've always liked M&M's cold. So she would always put, there was a cup of M&M's always in the freezer. And no one else knew where they were, but
aww.
I did.
Your
so
secret stash.
Yeah, so of course you walk into Nana's house, go get some M&Ms.
That's
and
awesome.
My grandmother, she always made sure to have some type of dessert, but typically pound cake because that's my favorite.
Right.
So I would always go and sneak a piece of pound cake, no matter what time it was. It didn't matter. Rules, like you said, it's kind of a little bit out the door. You follow a little bit, but you know.
It gets hard, though, when you throw, like, cousins in the mix.
Uh-huh.
And you've got other. What about you? Do you have a game plan that you have?
Yeah, so pretty much yours, you know. my mom spoils those boys like no other, and I'm okay with it. I just let it roll, you know? We'll deal with it when we get home if they're hyped up on sugar and all of that, but that's her moment too, you know?
She gets to have special time with them. Yeah, I mean, if you think about how many Christmases they have as little kids with their grandparents to make those memories, and you're like, this is not the time to be the overlord.
No, I agree.
The only thing that I don't allow is my mom used to give the boys, and they're only 6 and 8, Mountain Dew. And I'm like, Mom, come on.
All right. You know? Well, I mean, like, there are.
You know, but, you know, it's like, okay, they can have a sip. And then, you know, that they tell everybody, I drink Mountain Dew.
Of course they do.
Oh, Lord.
Of course they do. Oh, that's too funny.
Well, do you have any road trip games that you recommend? Do you play any games?
Any family games?
I mean, I remember the ones that we played when we were little. We have a couple that we play, but I mean, my children are still pretty young. So in terms of like attention span, the oldest one definitely would want to play, but it'll be more fun once his brother is like a little bit older. A little bit more there. But we have you ever seen like the little road trip bingo boards?
No, I haven't.
Oh, they're
I
so
have,
fun.
Yes.
Yeah, the kids love those. So they're like little whiteboard bingo cards, and it's like, you know, a horse or a tractor
crossing.
Or
oh,
a
cool.
boat. Yeah, and then whoever like marks it off first. So, I mean, we've done that. We like to play what time we're going to arrive game. So, like, we all make guesses.
Oh.
That's smart.
And then we get to work on telling time.
Telling time.
Yeah, like watching the clock too, which is something we did when we were little. But I mean, the tablet fixes a lot of that.
That is true.
A lot
Very
of that
true.
For you. Although you have to take breaks. Yeah. You can't do 7 hours on a tablet or you'd have a child who's breaking down mentally.
Yes.
Like that's too much.
Well, Gabriel actually gets sick sometimes. So he can't be on his tablet for too long each time. So maybe it's like a 20 or 30 minutes, take a break.
Right.
So typically when we're traveling anywhere is to see Barrett's family. And so that's in the country. So we play the game of spot dollar generals. So we keep a count as to dollar generals. And, you know, all of us will scream out, dollar general. Because when you're going through the country, every
You'll
little country,
them.
They have the dollar generals. So that's play.
Whenever we had rural drives, we always counted cows. So like I'm on one side of the car, my sister's on the other side of the car, and you count as many as you can, and whoever has the most cows.
Now, when you go over a bridge, all your cows, they die, and then you start all over again?
No.
Oh, wow. There's rules to this game.
Oh, there's so many, like, that. My husband grew up in the country, so some of his, like, road trip games are true country games.
I love that.
Did you guys ever play the game where you have to hold your breath past a cemetery?
No.
Through a tunnel.
Okay. So we always did, while you're going by a cemetery, you have to hold your breath until you get to the other end. And there was something, and I don't remember what this is, but there was something about you had to continue holding it until a white car passed you.
Oh, my goodness. You were probably, like, black and blue in the face.
I'm wondering if my parents just made this up as, like, something to do. But,
that's funny. Do you always, when you go over railroad tracks, do you put your legs up and make a wish? Okay, all right, cool. The little things.
Anything to keep them entertained.
Exactly. Hey, and whether you're in the car for an hour, if you're in the car for 10 hours, no matter
snacks
what, you want to keep them.
Snacks are key.
Are there particular snacks that you guys go for?
Anything that comes out of like a little package, the kids are like, what is it? We're crazy for it.
Yeah, something
grocery
special.
Bag in the back. Throw your trash in there.
Definitely keep a trash can. We also try to make stops where we find playgrounds. Like you look ahead on your
route.
Oh,
that's cool. Mm-hmm.
Scope out where a playground might be just to get a little
fresh
exercise
air.
Break.
Yeah, that's really smart. Now, do you guys have animals that travel with you?
We do. We had two dogs. So there's a time when we were traveling with three kids and two dogs.
Wow.
Matt was like, that was crazy.
Bless you.
Yes.
Bless you.
But one dog has since passed. The other dog is smaller and much easier. But usually we're going to the mountains because we live at the beach. So when we go somewhere, typically we road trip and we'll stay in a mountain house for a week or so.
That's what we're looking to do in January. So if you have tips and tricks on like what type of websites to look at, send them my way. I don't know if there's do you do the B&Bs or do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. My mother-in-law is really good at finding unique properties for this. And what we typically do with my husband's side of the family, we have like a summer vacation together. And we find a property that has mm-hmm. like a main house and like some other small houses on okay. the property.
Oh, wow.
So we are spread, like we all have our individual spaces.
That's
and
wonderful.
Then like a main hangout area. Yeah. And there are a good many properties that have that.
Available.
Yeah, yeah. Throughout the Carolinas mountains.
Okay.
But I mean, that's been great, especially when there's multiple cousins involved yeah. and if you need a
break.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice yeah. just to have your own space.
Yeah. We stayed in one this past year. It was on 10 acres. There was a stream. So the boys could really like go run and feel like they're on their own, kind of like yeah. exploring the piece of property. But I mean, I think that's part of planning when you're traveling with kids. And if you have extended family, planning for that extra space.
Yeah.
Always plan for more than you think you're going to need.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll use it and you'll be glad for it. And I think that's what this area has to offer a lot of people too. Or you could get two beach houses next to each
exactly.
other. Lots of families do that when they have family reunions here. So smart.
Mm-hmm. Well, now when you do your family trips, like you're mentioning, yeah. do you guys do any of the amusements and attractions in the area? Or do you guys even look for that when you are booking for
you? Yeah. I mean, I have three little kids. So yes, before our trip to the mountains might have solely been hiking.
Yeah.
But now it involves gem mining, you
okay.
know, or stuff like that. Absolutely, we look for attractions and different things. I think that when you have little kids, you don't want to ever overbook.
No.
Like you plan one outing
yeah.
for the day.
Oh, without
and then let them chill and enjoy just being with each other. And
mm-hmm.
that was one of the harder things for me to come to terms with, was because I like to fit as much as possible in.
Yeah, me too.
And you just can't.
Yeah.
And once you let that go, then you'll enjoy it so much more. Part of that is, though, just adding the third kid to our family. Like, you can't do that much.
Yeah.
So it that took care of it for me.
But you only have two hands, and then so you have to make sure
yeah.
that James is with you.
Yeah.
To hold one.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Playing that zone coverage instead of
man-to-man.
Exactly,
man-to-man.
Right.
That's...
But if you're staying in a hotel, I mean, I think hotels are options for a lot of families. And I think you need to make sure there's breakfast included.
Yes.
And there's a pool.
Yes.
Those are the two. And from there, you know, you're good. But you never want to have to worry about that first meal of the day. If you can
yeah.
get somewhere where breakfast is included.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, kids think that's so fancy.
They do.
It's so
and
fun.
They get to choose typically as mm-hmm. to what they can, you know.
What they want.
What they mm-hmm. want. Yeah.
I will say that when I travel alone with my husband, though, I much prefer a hotel experience.
Oh, without a doubt. Because I want everything done. I want everything there. But we don't get to do that. I mean, one day.
One day.
When the kids are a little bit older.
It will happen.
The last true vacation that we really ever have done, we did Great Wolf Lodge back in January.
Oh, fun.
And saying about trying to pack everything in is kind of like your Disney World. You know, you're trying to make sure that you hit all the different features that they have to offer.
Right.
But one of the great things that they actually had was their Magic Quest. So with two boys, they had their wands. And so let's say we had maybe a couple hours in between, like going from the water slides to doing like bowling or something, they could take their wand everywhere and like go on the different quest. They thought that was the coolest thing, but
That's
it was
neat.
Also not really, wasn't thinking too hard, but they would find different treasures that they could do with that wand.
Right.
So
it was an activity
so
spread
an
throughout
activity.
The entire time,
exactly.
not just.
So you didn't feel like you were having to like run to different things. You still were doing something, but it was really laid back. Like Barrett and I, we would, you know, drink a beer while they're like doing their little Magic Quest thing, walking around and
sure.
still getting exercise, but it's not like mentally challenging and
right.
you know, stressful.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it, once you have kids, that's, travel becomes a little bit more about what makes it easier for me
mm-hmm.
versus the adventuring
yeah.
part that might have been your pre-child travel experience.
Yes.
I never wanted to do like an all-inclusive resort sit by the pool situation before I had kids, but now I'm like,
yes.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's make that happen.
Yes.
The least I have to think, the better
the
off
better.
I am.
Yeah. And especially
I do enough
if they
of
have
that all the time.
Kids' activities that you could be like, okay, guys, get right on over there. Enjoy
yeah.
yourself. Mm-hmm. Mama's just going to sit here for a few
and
minutes.
And then I think also you have to plan for potential sickness, right?
Oh, yes.
Especially this time of year. Everybody's so sick.
Everybody's been sick. We just got over pink eye and the flu. So.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Ugh. So this is going to sound kind of next level extra, but my youngest is prone to ear infections. Before we travel now, I've just been getting like an all clear check, like a wellness check before we go.
That is so smart.
On our trip. And it's not something I wish I'd thought to do that. With the first kid, this is like once you have more kids, you start to be like, ah, I got this. You start to figure it out. But that has been
peace of mind.
Great.
Yeah.
And then a couple times it's like, oh, she's headed towards ear infection. And then we'll call something in case and that sort of.
But that's smart to do those wellness checks because if you are out of town and not have your doctor there, and yes, you can have your Motrin and Tylenol, but that's only goes so far.
You definitely always should, you know, pack those.
Yes.
Those medications. And sometimes illness strikes once you're already out of town. But even in this time of like flu, respiratory stuff, if you're going to stay with grandparents or family members, it's kind of like a courteous thing to do too.
Just I agree. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Don't go if you're sick.
Don't go.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We don't want to get them sick.
Right.
Well, I think that prepares our listeners.
Yes.
All right, ladies, do we want to play a fun little game?
Yes.
Okay. Holiday themed game. It's called Ho 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 or No No No. We're going to talk about some popular Christmas activities and things that happen around the holidays. You tell me if it's a ho 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 for you or it's a no 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 for you.
Got it.
First one we're doing, ugly Christmas sweater parties or ugly Christmas sweaters in general.
Yeah, that's a ho ho ho. They're not hurting anybody.
And they're pretty.
Fun.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, I love the that they call them ugly. I'm like, they're beautiful.
For me, it's a no, no, no. I'm tired of looking at them, guys.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Last minute shopping on Christmas Eve.
No, no, no.
Mm-mm. No, no, no.
So mine's a ho, 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 just because my dad and I used to have that tradition.
Oh my gosh, we had the same tradition. Yes. And ho, so, ho, ho for me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so now on Christmas Eve, like I try to do like either with one boy or both the boys, like let's just go get, some, even if it's going to the Dollar Tree to get something. But it just brings back memories because my dad's like, oh. We got to get your mom something. And so it got to the point that it was Christmas Eve. We're always going to Kirkland's.
Right.
The same tradition, Shannon. Yes. Exactly the same.
Oh, that's so funny. Sweet.
Presents in the stockings.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. Okay.
Do you wrap them?
Yes. We wrap ours.
Yeah.
Wrap them?
Heck no.
No. Well, and then also earmuffs to kids. Are they from Santa or are they from mom and dad?
For us, they're from mom and dad.
They are from mom and dad from us, too.
Oh, no, they're from Santa.
Okay.
And then we, that's sort of what my husband and I do, too. I'll fill his stocking and he'll do mine. Mm-hmm. So
that's the way we are, too. Yeah.
Don't you love how dads on Christmas morning, they're like, where does this stuff come from? Like,
oh, yeah. No, because I feel my own stocking because I know it will be empty. And I don't want the boys to see mama's stocking completely empty.
This is the year that changes for you, Shannon.
Oh, that would be
you
wonderful.
You tell Barrett, say this. The
I'll
stocking is your job.
Yes.
I don't care. Just put some candy in there or something.
Or go to Ulta. They have little bins that you can just literally pick up things out of the bins.
Stuff.
And, yes, exactly. Putting up Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving.
Ho, ho, ho.
No, no, no.
No, no, no for me too. Thanksgiving
but
is
I'm
a
not
sacred
against
holiday.
It for other people.
Agreed.
Go for it. Yep. Go for it. We do a really big Halloween. And so I need a breather from like Halloween decorations to Christmas decorations. So we got to have like a normal house for just a couple weeks.
We are usually not at home for Thanksgiving. We're at Barrett's parents. So when we get back, I just don't want to have to worry about bringing everything back down. So that's the weekend prior to Thanksgiving. I think
that's really nice, though, to come home from Thanksgiving.
That is
right?
Done.
Like that
and then
would
have
be,
it all ready to
be,
go.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So, enjoying the Christmas spirit a little too much at company holiday parties.
Well, that would be
Shannon's like a ho ho ho.
And no, 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 just because like it just depends on the company holiday party.
First it's ho ho ho, and then it's no, no, no.
Yeah.
Like, no, why do we have company Christmas parties?
Fair. I'm going ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, we're going
enjoy yourselves.
Ho, ho, ho on that.
It just depends on when and where, what time, and all that.
Because
we just had our department one, and we had a lunch. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
I'll
have my sweet tea then.
Mm-hmm.
But
Yes. Elf on the Shelf.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
I enjoy it. Ho, ho, ho.
What are your elf's names?
Ours is Patch.
Cinnamon.
Goofer.
Goofer.
Yeah.
I love that.
I said he was goofing around too much.
That's cute.
Eggnog, just in general as a drink.
No,
for me too. Mm-mm. Even with the spiked eggnog, I'm like, nah. Mm-mm.
I mean, I don't mind the taste, but if I were to take more than a sip, I feel like my digestive system would not be like, what? No.
Fair.
No.
Well, ladies, it's been a great morning.
It really has been.
Super fun. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming here. Absolutely.
I'd love to come back and talk about Myrtle Beach anytime.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, do you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback? Email us at MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. That's MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com.
And please be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at MyrtleMomsWithMargs. Again, at MyrtleMomsWithMargs. Facebook, Instagram. We've got some great content coming out for the holidays, and we hope to continue it into the new year. So please give us a like and a follow on those two platforms. And if you have a few seconds, give us a 5-star rating.
Yes, please
do. It helps us out. It'd be a little Christmas gift to Shannon and I.
Yay.
So go in there and leave us a review and give us a 5-star rating. Otherwise, ladies, cheers.
Cheers.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.